Blog Talk Radio.
First World Order Radio, finally, we are on the air, no doubt. All right.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio.
We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight.
First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this is the hottest day of the week.
Proceeding levels in time, order, and importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the room based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air, same as your thoughts transmits it. Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. Order. System regulates to bring about specifics in the room based on value and natural characteristics.
Radio.
Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air, same as your thoughts transmits it.
You need to understand how magical this something like this every Wednesday can become. So you need to start getting your calendar right, getting your schedule right. You need to know our intention straight out.
All right, so, I mean, these clues are given throughout the various languages for us to piece the puzzle of this ancient mystery school back together again.
And what we plan on doing, both of us, is bringing y'all some surefire dynamite. We're going to take this level up a notch. We're going to have stuff to do here. This is not just going to be about philosophies and theories. Shit that works.
You have an activated pilot man in which I produced this black chemical called melanin.
What we did was gave a hard line in the sand between the different definitions of esoteric study and exoteric study. Playtime is over.
Ha'ate, Washita East. I greet you in peace. I'll be your host for the night. I'm filling in for Dr. Arlene L. Bay. And our topic for tonight will be reading out of the Moore's Art of the Round Table, Civic Lesson Number 2 by Taj Tariq Bay. And before I start, I'd like to share something with you. I had a conversation with my mother a little while ago, and she asked me, did we celebrate Christmas? And I told her, no, those of us of Islam, no, we don't, you know. And I was saying but we all are Moors, still the same. She was saying that, no, she's not a Moor, because I believe in God. And I said, Mother, when did I ever tell you that I never believed in God? When did I tell you we never believed in God? When did I ever say that? I never said that. That goes to show you why, and I'll explain to you why I keep on having lectures on nationality and birthright issues. I keep on having them because I don't know what it's going to take. I keep telling the people, I keep lecturing to the people who we are and what their birthright inheritance are and what it's about. So I just wanted to share that with you, with the radio audience tonight. And let me go on with the lesson. Okay, they say in greetings, Assalamu alaikum, that means peace unto you and put you in Islam, meaning I, self, law, am master. And vita mecum, meaning coming into the light. All right. Here's our opening statement. Truth is not a popular or respected entity amongst those who love, promote, and benefit from the lie. And it's not. I'm going to comment on that. Because when you bring truth into existence, and especially among certain institutions, and even your religious institution as well, it upsets the world to a high degree. It really does. Because when you bring truth into existence, the lie cannot go on. Therefore, a lot of these preachers, imams, rabbis, et cetera, bishops, cardinals, you know, et cetera, again, it runs them out of, if everybody decided to believe the truth instead of the lie, a lot of people would be out of business and out of work and out of a job. So far as they're concerned, they must keep the lie going. Because, say, it upsets their world. Okay, let me go on. The people who bear the chattel labels of Negro, Black, Colored, Indian, West Indian, Puerto Rican, Latino, Hispanic, White, etc., must learn the truth about their nationality and their birthrights and how they were stolen. That which was lost must be reclaimed. The presiding fact remains for the masses of the people in the North, Al-Moroccan, which is the correct name for the word America or American. American is a corruption of Al-Moroccan. Okay? The American continent. Okay? The Al-Moroccan continent are living lies. The presiding fact remains that the masses of the people in the North, Al-Moroccan continent are living lies which they deny the factual existence of the politically protected social case. This caste system is the true foundation and constitution of slavery in the Union of Colony States of America, Incorporated. For those who are prepared to look truth in the face, it's presented to continue that process. If you're afraid of exposing the truth about the Western Hemisphere, then close this book at this time and go no further. Which he means, meaning, if you don't want to learn the truth, if you want to know, you don't want to know the truth, well, keep living the lie and keep on being a nigger, a Negro, Indian, West Indian, Puerto Rican, Latino, Hispanic, and White. Keep on being all these labels. Keep on being all these legal statuses that they have branded you with. But let me go on further. There are many who know these truths, but few who will tell. Most people who are held to state, indentured, and enforced servitude are not even aware that slavery still exists. That does this state of minor mind, parentheses minority, exists for lack of knowledge of self and the true and suppressed history. The keys to the mysteries of the West have been released. Use them to grow and regain your rightful place within the family of nations. Now let me go to this statement called the state of minor mind, meaning they said parentheses minority. When they usually call you a minority, they're not calling you a minority by numbers. They saying you're in a state of mind of a minor, of a child. Or infant, that you're not able to make decisions for yourselves, and they put you in that minor status, and that's the way they deal with you in your courts and with that deal with law. Okay, let me go on. Here on are many bits and pieces of facts and information which are exposed to clear away the haze, confusion, and misconceptions of the human experience in the Americas, or Al-Moroccs, as parentheses. They will reveal the social caste structure, Freedom can never exist for a people who will not face truth and befriend her. To aid and prepare the reader for some of this discomfort, which will be and needs be, is unavoidable. The suggestion is made that the reader do further research into national war records and international world history. The Union of States institutions will never teach or reveal those truths necessary for the indigenous people, parentheses, Moors, to be free. Once more, one more helper to the people, the word state was substituted for the word colony. The Albion peoples have usurped the lands of the indigenous Moabite Moorish tribes in the West. When state governments issue laws or decrees for the citizens' benefit, they refer to and represent the colonists and their descendants only, which they are not the original inhabitants or the aboriginal indigenous or indigenous people of this land. They are foreigners, and they set up foreign corporations, poles to the American, to the North American or the Central and South American continents in this Western Hemisphere. Okay, let me go on. The reader must be cognizant of all times of the true historical process of the development of the descent names of Amexum. The following are the actual names which have been applied to these two continents. Northwest and Southwest Amexum was later called Northwest and Southwest Africa. Northwest and Southwest Africa was later called Northwest and Southwest Al-Barak, or America. America is a corruption of the Moorish Latin word Al-Barak. Al-Barak means, Al-Barak means descendants of Al-Barakans. The foundation information of the church and state connection, the Inquisition, and the Black Codes, which is the 1724 Black Codes, and the enslavement of the Moors, labeled Negroes, Blacks, Colors, Latinos, etc., as described in this lesson book, is based on fact and research. This civic lesson book is not being presented to attack anyone's beliefs or areas of mental security. That is correct, because a lot of people think that, comment on this, a lot of people think when you're talking about the Moorish Divine National Movement, they think you're talking about some type of religious or some type of religion. No, it is not. As I have a discussion with my mother earlier, try to explain to her, as I did many times before, but like a lot of our people, they don't seem to get it, you know. But I keep on at it, because I have much love for my people, you know, and I'm trying to save as many people as I can, including myself, because the hour is late. The hour is very late, but not too late. And we need to get it together. Like I say, I said it before, and I say it again, really, the European Times rule is over. The game is over. The Piscean Age has ended. This is the beginning of the Aquarian Age. But the biggest problem is, most, the 75% of our people are not ready. They're not ready. That is the biggest problem. It's us. Okay, let me go on. The civic lesson book is not being presented to attack anyone's beliefs or areas of mental security. This text serves the purpose of exposing true knowledge and history to my people, Moors, who have been deceived by those who have and are presently abusing, misteaching, and misdirecting them due to their lack of knowledge. Truth needs no apology. Law is issued from the birthright. Birthright is reclaimed. A most misanalyzed and devastating social and economic condition exists in the United States of America Corporation and provides all territories and jurisdictions under her political control. In this instance, the issue is in relationship to the word, to to the force, civic death, civilita mortus, experienced in all areas of society by Asiatics and all melanated skin. All people branded with Negro, Black, Colored, Indian, West Indian, African, Latino, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, etc., who are all subjected under European colonial government or are regulated by the hidden, yes, yet uninstitutionalized Christian Black Codes of 1724, as I spoke to you earlier. The existence and operation of the codes remain unknown to the majority of its victims as of this day. That's why you still having people generation before Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, and Trayvon Martin. You still having cases like those. They're not getting justice that they deserve. And why they're not getting the justice that they deserve? Because of this very same reason, what I'm reading to you right now, still under the institutionalized Christian Black Codes of 1724, says here, the Democratic Christian Black Code system of church, state, and municipal government was developed by the Occupational Franciscans and the Occupational Company Guild, forces of European Albion nations in the Americas. The Black Codes were structured and adopted in the early 1700s to govern the Moorish tribes defeated in the ongoing wars in the Moroccan provinces, popularly known as the Americas. Because most people think, comment again, most people think when you're talking about Morocco or the Moroccos, you think you're talking about Northwest Africa, way across the Atlantic Ocean. No, the Moroccan Empire is here. The country of Morocco is in Northwest Africa, but the Al-Moroccan or the Moroccan Empire is right here in the Western Hemisphere. The North American, Central American, South American, and the adjoining islands. These are the Al-Morocks. Go on. The Black Codes was, okay, the Christian Black Codes will sometimes be referred to in this lesson in abbreviated form. This will appear as CBCs. Okay? Though the Black Codes pervades all levels of the Union States government, the heart and soul enforces the CBCs or the Union of States at large. All states' governments, quasi-governments, agencies, states, courts, municipal, city, and borough courts, de facto, maritime, and admiralty, traffic, tribunals, or European colonial CBC enforcing corporations, or the Black Codes enforcing corporations. They use coercion to force licensing, permits, state certifications, etc., on the indigenous Moors. These tendencies of the colony state governments are few of many. Bois government, back slave and then systems are fraudulently forced and on and presented to indigenous non-citizen people as law. Non-citizen, we will explain that, what I mean by non-citizen people later on. This massive and sophisticated legal slave caste system is incorporated and works through cooperative networking, and the Black Code, the Christian Black Codes are enforced by the state's own private corporate court systems, posing as sovereigns over the indigenous people, their land and affairs. The original and hidden buffer and placation balancer to the Christian Black Code system is the organized church, the secret and silent union. Now, you take tell a lot of our people it's organized by the organized church. Under that system, you know, due to the fact that most Moors are Christians or title Christians. That's one thing I haven't told my mother or anybody, you know, mostly certain people, because a lot of them can't handle that. They can't, you know, tell them that they've been Christians all their lives. But actually, they really cannot be Christians because it's against their nature and their culture. Our ancient foremothers and forefathers were not Christians, so therefore we cannot be anything else what our ancient foremothers and forefathers was not. Okay, let me go on. Administrators of educational systems, religious institutions, industrial and financial institutions with all the subdivisional support systems under colonial corporate rule have always used the Black Codes as a policy guide. This, the Christian Black Codes, is the underlying truth disguised as the so-called race relations, which is parentheses false argument. Government officials, institutional officers, and false civil rights hustlers and promoters will never admit publicly that the Christian Black Codes are the keys to the modern caste system economy, pretending to be unaware of them. The reason these people never solve the so-called race problems is because they are the source of them and the beneficiaries of the profit coming out of this fraud and the people's misery. Sadly to say, I'll comment on that, sadly to say, a lot of our own people think they're what I call dirty Moors, think they are benefiting from this also. You know, people, I'm not going to name any names as of right now, but you probably can guess what I'm talking about, those that you are in the know or those that you are enlightened and that are cognizant enough to know what I'm talking about, probably know some of the brothers and sisters that I'm talking about. They are profiting off of it as well, sadly to say. All right, go on. The most successfully misrepresented body of thought held dear by the subjugated Moors of North America is the fiction of their claimed citizenship within the Union State Society. Actions made on part of the ignorance and assumptions have created problems of compound proportions in the branded people's communities and within their family structure. They are not and can never be citizens of the United States of the American Corporation. There are in such status corporate property regulated by the states. The main persistent problem that persists among the subjugated peoples of the Alma Rocks is that they do not know who the enemy is. So true. Now, I read this again. They are not and can never be citizens of the United States of America Corporation. Let's go. I'll tell you what. Let's go to the Black's Law 6 dictionary dealing with that same issue. You can bear with me. Go to this page. Here we go. You got on page 495 on Black Law Dictionary, 6th edition. It says here, the Dred Scott case, the case in which the United States Supreme Court held that descendants of Africans who were imported into this country and sold as slaves were not included nor intended to be included under the word citizens. Okay, let me read this over again. Let me read it over again. The Dred Scott case. This case in which the United States Supreme Court held that descendants of Africans who were imported into this country and sold as slaves was not included nor intended to be included under the word citizens, whether emancipated or not, and remain without rights or privileges except such as those which the government might grant them. Okay? Now, what he's talking about, you cannot be a member of this U.S. States Corporation, as it said in the Civil Lessons number 2. That's what they are talking about, the privileges. But that don't mean they're talking about food stamps and welfare and none of that. What they are talking about, when you go into, say, for instance, when you go into a courtroom and the judge asks you, how do you plead? Some people may say, I do not plead. I state for the record, let the record show that I do not plead. Some people may say, I state for the record, let the record show that I do not consent and I waive the benefits. The benefits, meaning they're talking about the privileges that what they're talking about in the Black Law Dictionary I just read to you. Talking about you're not going pro se, you're going propria persona sejuris. And propria persona means in one's own proper person, sejuris means in one's own right. When you say I do not consent, that meaning I do not give you authority. I do not give you consent or you having any authority against me. I do not consent you having any making any charges against me. I do not consent you contracting with me. For the record, okay. Now let's go back to lesson number two, okay. It says here, the race game, because that's all it is, a game, okay? To continuously distort and hide the true history and nature of institutionalized chattel and contract, okay? Slavery in the Almoracs, parentheses Americas, the race game was introduced as a distractive social argument. The race, color, and creed moral arguments, including the institutions established for their support, are propagated by proponents of the unconstitutional 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, which have no operative value at law. The race game has been, however, a highly successful religious and political social order control system. It is used to promote naive passivity and is often disguised as law. Okay. The reason why he's saying that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments have no operative value at law is because they were never properly ratified. Most people don't even study the Constitution. They can tell you what the latest song is, the latest dance, the latest clothes. They can tell you that very well. What happened on television, even those that watch soap operas can tell you that who got killed on the soap opera program, who didn't. Who married who, who's sleeping with who. They know all that. They can see these songs, they can sing these songs and recite these rap recordings word by word, verbatim, which is Latin word for word. But they do not study the Constitution. But anything after the 10th Amendment has not been properly ratified. Therefore, they are not law. They are in what you call the legal status system. They're getting ready to cut me off, they say, but I'm keep on going on until they cut me off. All right. Okay. The race game has never been, however, successfully a religious and political social order control system. It is used to promote naive passivity and often disguised as law. I read that already, okay? The race, color, and freedom is of creed claims of equal justice, and the people using them have never been protected by colonial state officials with constitutional law in the United States of America or in any province of or territory under the U.S. corporate jurisdiction. The reason this can be said is that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are attached to the Bill of Rights and not to the Constitution or any de jure law. Any laws made or which may be proposed to be made using the above amendments as a foundation are not and can never be the law of the land. Any laws made relative to the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are negative law. Any laws made relative to the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are negative law. Remember that. I just said that. All right? The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are unconstitutional due to their ex posto facto nature. No law made from them and can never be valid at law. all supreme laws within the country as jurisdiction must have the power of the sovereign authority of the organic seven articles of the Constitution of the Republic of the United States of America to back them up. Granted that the masses have been fooled by the maneuvering and passionate argument made over civil rights issues, because they gave you civil rights, not human rights. Remember that. However, skillful arguments and activities centered around sensitive social issues and problems do not mean constitutions law exists to support them. A people who are not free in the mind can never be free in the body. I repeat again, a people who are not free in the mind can never be free in the body. Is it a wonder that the people accepting the labels Negro, Black, Colored, Indian, West Indian, Latino, etc. are not free in their own lands, or the Almoracs, or Americas? Question, if the people had been educated and taught the truth about themselves and about themselves and how laws are made, why then they are not free? Why do the people debase themselves and hide behind deceitful color of law, lying faith, state-appointed leaders who are claiming rights and freedoms that do not exist for displaced people under the Constitution of the United States of America? Is hypocrisy a fair word to use? Maybe hypocrisy is an understatement. The truth about sovereignty and the base origin of the law must be taught back to the people. The colonists and their descendants have deceived the indigenous Moors with the false belief that they are the colonists. They are the sovereign authority in the Americas. This is not true. This is not their land. The state colonists have made claim to a sovereignty that is not their own. That is why they use the color code system against the indigenous peoples. The political subversion distorts the truth, the fact that the sovereignty comes from and through nationality alone. When nationality of a person or people is publicly declared, the law of that nation becomes obvious to all who may be concerned. In turn, the civic knowledge exposes who, what, when, and why, and where anyone is claim of authority resides. And that is true. It has not been publicly proclaimed by most of our people who we are, just by so many of us. We are the sovereign. We are the true sovereign. The European cannot be the sovereign. He's not aboriginal or indigenous to this land. He only has sovereignty in title only, the same as the aboriginal indigenous Moors of this country. They're only Christians in title only, because they are not Christians. They are Christian practitioners. They practice Christianity. A religion that actually is called Christendom. It's not actually Christian in itself, not in its nature. Okay. An example of sovereign authority of any nation of people arises civically from their constitution. For example, A, the sovereign power of Frenchmen resides only in France and expressed in French law through the written constitution of France. B, the sovereign power of an Irishman resides only in Ireland and expressed in the Irish law through the written constitution of Ireland. C, the sovereign power of Kenyan resides only in Kenya and expressed in Kenyan law through the written constitution laws of Kenya. Okay. D, the sovereign power of a German resides only in Germany and expressed in German law through the written constitution of Germany. E, the sovereign power of the Chinese resides only in China and expressed in Chinese law through China. F, the sovereign power of Saudi Arabian resides only in Saudi Arabia and is expressed in Saudi Arabian law through the written constitution of Saudi Arabia. G, the sovereign power of an Englishman resides only in England and is expressed in English law through the written constitution of England. H, the sovereign power of a Russian resides only in Russia and expressed in Russian law through the written constitution of Russia. I, the sovereign power of a Moor rightfully resides only in Al-Morocco, America, and is expressed in Moorish law through the written constitution of Al-Moroccans Americans. Now, what is that? This I just said, it did not make sense to anyone or the audience out here. Let me go on. Trusting that the reader can reason and has examined the examples above, recognizes that the negative purpose of the politically propagated use of the words Negro, Black, Colored, White, etc. The detection of names of nationality removes the knowledge of the origin and limit of sovereign power and or right to make laws to govern one's own or other affairs. The lack of this knowledge is the basis and origin of the political ignorance and hinders the quest for rights and freedom that evades the people labeled Black. Declare your nationality and be yourselves. You are Moorish, Al-Moroccan, American. Okay? When the colonists, European attempts to deceive you by such claims as, we are all Americans, it doesn't matter what color you are. You know that they are consciously playing on words with the confidence that you are ignorant of the truth of nationality, birthrights, and the history of the West. This causes one to forget that those who have been governing and abusing your people are colonists and alien to the land and to the lawful jurisdiction over the land and the people of the land. When the race game is played against you, never fall to take the opportunity to ask any person who claims authority over you or attachment to any land what their nationality is. That means never fail. Never fail to take the opportunity to ask any person who claims authority over you or attachment to any land and their what their nationality is. The person answer or their avoidance of answering to a national name will reveal all you need to know about law. The national name reveals a person's law and who are and what the person is politically all about. If that person is an Englishman, his sovereign authority resides in England, and he has no jurisdiction over you unless you are English. Two, he definitely has no lawful authority over the Moors or over the land, America. If you understand the above, you can easily understand what color of law is. Color of law. Let's go back to the Black Law Dictionary 6th edition, dealing with color of law. Let's go back to that. Has here. Color. Okay. An appearance, semblance, or seclorum, and distinguish from that which is real. I'll say it again. Color. As an appearance, semblance, or simulacrum, this is Latin, as distinguished from that which is real. A prima facie, or apparent right. Hence, a deceptive appearance or plausible assumed exterior, concealing a lack of reality, a lack of disguise or pretext. I don't need to go no further. That's from the Black Law Dictionary, 6th edition. Now, let's go back to lesson number 2. All right. It says here, the word America is a corruption in the Moorish Latin word Al-Morocco. The Americas are the ancient lands of the Moors, descendants of the Moroccans who are indigenous to the land. Moors are the only true sovereigns of the Americas and the only true and de jure holders of the titles of nobility in America. Al-Morocco, the colonists' claims as the sovereign people of the land, Americas, are false. The colonists and their descendants cannot lawfully take on the Moorish titles of nobility. This is further confirmed in the Constitution, which is derived from the indigenous Moabite nation's law. The titles of nobility are Al, Il, Bay, Day, and Al, and Ali. Moors, be yourself. Because you see, I'm going to have a comment on that. Because you see a lot of the Shriners, the European Shriners, and some of the Asiatic Shriners as well. You see some of them have Bay and El Bays on their faces. They know those are titles of nobility. This is why they have those names on those on their faces like that. They know who the real the Aboriginal, Indigenous, and the sovereigns, who the true sovereigns are. They know. They just hope and pray that we'll never know. But the consciousness is out here. There's no way they can stop it. Okay. You go to the word civilis mortis, civil dead, death. Okay. The civic ignorance and the civic death must be honestly and seriously addressed in the Moorish communities in the Americas. If the civil death long existing among the unconscious Moors is not addressed with intelligence and progressive action, the consequences will destroy the nation. The natural law of the reciprocity is activated and is not asleep. Nature will no longer tolerate the imbalance. Civil death is the social state of a people or a person who, through possessing natural life, have lost or have been denied by force, threat, duress, or coercion, and slavery, the natural birthright power of self. Government is in this political state. There exists no civil social law benefit which is supported or backed by power or of a national written constitution. No one in a state of civil death possesses any political existing rights, immunities, or protections which must or may be respected by those in power or in a society who themselves are not civilly dead. Civil death is the basic ingredient for most social programs. The forced and coerced civil death among the Moors is a root cause of the economic, social destruction and problems in the branded Moors, black, Negro, colored communities and families. The enforcement of active and operative civil death of the Moors is a colony state priority made under the guise of state's sovereign rights, the state rights. Arguments are and have always been their arguments to the claim rights to their chattel property. The defeated Moors branded and labeled Negro, black, colored, Indian, etc., and their assert lands. You can see Article 22 of the Black Codes. All right. A bull or a papal bull is an edict issued by the church through Philip II in the year 1511 A.D., meaning in the year of domination, to remove and steal the nationality, heritage, property, national titles, names from the Moors. The bull of 511 is cherished and honored by all Christian European nations. The U.S. of A. is the head of the Holy Roman Empire in these days. The bull also declared, the bull also decreed that Moors would no longer be called Moors. They would be called Spaniards. This is why the Spanish-American Wars, as referred to in early United States of America history, because when they had defeated the Moors in Spain, look at my comment, in Spain in 1492, they had Philip II had declared a papal bull against the Moors that they were called Spaniards. The word Moor was no longer our title anymore, as they tried to put it. But we all know that we were still called Moors, regardless. The Spanish language became what used to be the Moorish Latin. They turned Moorish Latin into Spanish language now, which is the language of the Mexicans and different South American countries, Central American countries, and Spain, they speak today. But it's nothing more than Moorish Latin. So I want to put that out there.